Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Thunderstorm. Save on their lowest price with code word Howie at EdenPure.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
But I know that some people are very much anti-vaccine passport to allow them to do things. But if you have a credential that allows you to say, hey, I've been vaccinated, I can go into this sports venue, or I've been vaccinated, I can get on this cruise ship, it actually gives individual freedom.
Give me liberty or give me death, but only the kind of liberty you find in a controlled, well-regulated society.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
But this is all on the honor system, and there are people who refuse to get vaccinated, about a quarter of the country, and who oppose mask wearing, who could see this as a green light to go wherever they want.
I'm sorry, I thought this was America.
We all know this virus will be with us after any rule or regulation expires. COVID's a little bit like, you know, Michael Myers.
How about new?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby. See, do you want to go to a game in a sports venue? I prefer to go to a game at a ballpark. Or the Garden. A sports venue. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show if you'd like to join us here this afternoon. Every weekday afternoon. And I think this hour we're going to do some stuff about your favorite Baker moments, your favorite Baker lines. It's our poll question today, but there are countless examples of his preening and his hectoring and his lecturing and his threatening over the past 15 days to flatten the curve, which have now turned into more than 14 months. And it's been outrageous what's been going on.
You're enjoying your day, everything's going your way. Then along comes Charlie Parker. Always there to tell you about a new disease, a car accident, or killer bees. You beggar, to spare you, Charlie, please. But you can't stop Charlie Parker.
508 says, down in Alabama for work, was in Maine yesterday, live on the Cape. Night and day, I don't even carry a mask in the car. I think he means Alabama, just in case. Here, because there is no need. Haven't been anywhere I need one. Hotel, restaurant, work, grocery store, Dunkin' Donuts. That's the way I want it to be. 8445. Things you'll never hear. I'm vaccinated now, so I can ride the MBTA again. I know. They keep saying, well, you still have to wear a mask on the MBTA. Well, you know what? Get me, put a gun to my head, and maybe I'll think about riding the MBTA again. California now is going to lift the mask mandate on June 15th. So it's falling apart everywhere. How long could the remaining states hang on? Phil Murphy seems to be the only one who's really hanging in there. Maybe Inslee is hanging in Washington State. 844-500-4242-413. I just burned my mask, draft card, bra, and COVID passport. Anything I missed? Oh, God. I burned my mask last week on Thursday when the CDC new guidance came out. All right. 844-500-4242. Let's play. And we want to hear from you on the line or on the text line what is it here? 63566. If you want to tell us what really irritated you or what amused you, whatever, about Charlie Parker's endless lectures. Let's see here. Well, we'll give you the original of what he said. Cut one.
We said since day one that we'll get through this together. Because the people of Massachusetts are strong, kind, and willing to sacrifice to help their neighbor.
Their neighbor who's on a public payroll who made more money than ever for not doing anything. That's his idea of the neighbor. Cut two.
And thanks to all your work, we're willing to take the next step forward together. Effective May 29th, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts will lift all industry COVID restrictions and capacity limits. Massachusetts is on track to reach its goal of vaccinating 4.1 million residents by early June, and this level of protection makes this step possible for the people of the Commonwealth.
Doesn't he sound like he just had his puppy run over by a truck?
Come on, Charlie.
We're willing to take the next step because we have no choice.
Cheer up, Charlie.
This really, now the next thing he's going to admit, this really breaks his heart. It's impossible for him to cheer up after saying what he's about to say. Cut three.
The science shows that vaccinated people are well protected against the virus and unlikely to spread COVID. Effective May 29th, the face covering order will also be rescinded and will be replaced by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention's new guidance for vaccinated and unvaccinated people.
You could believe Charlie when he talks about the science, because he, after all, told you that, you know, when you riot in downtown Boston in late May or early June, that doesn't spread the virus. It only spreads the virus if you try to work out indoors or go to yoga indoors without wearing a mask. That spreads the virus. Firing shots at police officers on Tremont Street, looting, torching buildings, vandalizing buildings, all up and down from the Common and Downtown Crossing all the way to Mass Ave. That's okay. No problem. That's what the science tells us. Why don't you yell something out, Charlie, just to show how angry you are about having to lift everything. Cut six. Cut six is gone. I'll give you what. If you're not vaccinated, get vaccinated. Is that close enough? And here's another lie from him. Cut nine.
The temporary limits and restrictions imposed on the private sector and on individuals were the most difficult decisions I've ever had to make. The loss and the isolation so many of our friends and families experienced is likely to impact all of us for a very long time.
On the other hand, there were all those nice vacations that the teachers had down to Cancun or the Virgin Islands. Here it is. Cut six. Here's the screaming. Cut six.
If you've not yet gotten vaccinated, please get vaccinated to protect yourself and your family.
Yeah. Did you hear that? Get vaccinated. Johnny O, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny O.
Howie, that is not the hardest decision that guy's had to make. He was at the 7-Eleven. He couldn't figure out whether he wanted a Slim Jim or a Snickers bar. Let's put it that way. But what I am not going to miss from this guy is that when did he become the head of the CDC of Massachusetts and not worry about these people like the guy you had on with the restaurant that's closed down and the economy and the welfare of the people of the state? This guy is just totally oblivious to it. And it's just about the CDC and the masks and the Karens and the 6 feet.
Right. I know. And you know, it's like he's so proud of the fact that we have this high vaccination rate, but yet he never talks about the fact that we're number three in deaths for the whole United States of America, that we were number one in unemployment for months last year, that we were number one for nursing home deaths until he ordered the Department of Public Health to have another round of fabricating numbers. It's just amazing.
You're exactly right, Howie. I mean, this is where this guy's at. He's got the horse blinders on, and he's just, thank God he's not running again. From what I hear.
I don't know, Johnny O. I keep hearing different things now. I'm getting mixed reports now. I'm getting more reports that he's running. I mean, again, I tend to always go by the money, follow the money in politics even more so than in any other facet of life. And he only raised $9,000 last month. But, you know, I just keep hearing that he still wants to run again. I don't know if it's true or not. 844-500-4242. And where does he get off comparing COVID to Michael Myers? Or is it Mike Myers? It's a Michael Myers, the Halloween fictional character, as opposed to Mike Myers, who plays the fictional Austin Powers.
Do I make you horny, baby?
Is that COVID or is that Mike Myers?
Yeah, baby.
Cut 14.
COVID's a little bit like, you know, Michael Myers.
Again, he thinks of this thing as some kind of real human. What is it? Anthropomorphic? Is that the word? He gives it human characteristics. It's kind of weird, very weird, as a matter of fact. 844-500-4242. 207 says, Howie, not only do I want to get treated like an illegal alien, I would also like to get treated as being vaccinated. I think you can claim to be vaccinated pretty easily. No one's gonna call you out on it, are they? We don't have vaccine passports yet. Anyway, 844-500-4242. We'll take your calls. What do you remember about the endless Charlie Parker press conferences, which are now coming to an end? Knock on wood. I'm Howie Carr.
He only steals from the very best.
The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Howie Carr returns after this.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
Howie Carr is back.
Put your car and home insurance to the test with Gabby. They literally stand for get a better insurance. That means a better price for the same coverage. Gabby customers save $961 per year on average. Go to Gabby.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What phrase will Charlie Baker miss saying the most? New normal? Folks/community? Respect the virus? Recognize and understand, COVID doesn't take any days off, or I'm a basketball player.
I think COVID doesn't take any days off. I'm sticking with that.
32% now say COVID doesn't take any days off. 21% say respect the virus. 17% say the new normal.
Apparently, COVID, though, has been part of a reduction in force starting May 29th. Doesn't take any time off, but it's going to be laid off. 844-500-4242. I tell you, I just saw something on TV. It said there was an incident at a Dunkin' Donuts, and I immediately assumed it was some kind of Karen related incident. But it turns out no. It's Woburn police are looking for a woman who threw an iced coffee at 18-year-old Dunkin' Donuts employee Emma Dion. She was like, you guys have been extremely rude to me over the last 2 days. I came in here and the service was just like saying all this rude stuff, said Dion. So in other words, Taylor, it's terrible. I'm sorry that this poor girl, this 18-year-old girl got the coffee thrown at her. But on the other hand, it's just become a normal Dunkin' line rage incident, as opposed to a Karen incident.
How many more, Mr. Speaker?
It doesn't involve a mask. It doesn't involve a mask. This is the return to normalcy we've all been dreaming of.
So I've seen at a lot of drive-through places, they'll have a sticker on the window saying, please wear your mask at the drive-through. To which I say, why? I'm sitting down. Any restaurant I go into, if I sit down, I'm protected from the COVID. And so is the waiter or waitress.
Can we get rid of these stupid signs? And the one way in the supermarket aisle signs are the obvious ones. Can we also get rid of the please stay 6 feet apart in the checkout counter lines, considering the rule has been 3 feet for about a month or a month and a half? 844-500-4242. 603 from Officer Mark. Howie, another feel-good story today. New Hampshire Democrat Jeff Woodburn was convicted of domestic violence. Yeah, this is the Democrat senator or former senator. He wanted to be governor. That would have been a tough a tough lift, I think, from Whitefield. I used to spend a lot of time in Whitefield. My father was the assistant manager of the big hotel up there for a while when I was a kid. That's kind of a deserted region of the state, the North Country. But this woman was going to be his wife. She was going to be the first lady of the, and then he started using her for some light punching bag work, and now he's convicted. 844-500-4242. You know what? Someone just texted in a great one, Taylor. Please tell me he was wearing a mask.
Please tell me they were wearing face coverings.
What was that all? I don't know the context. I can't remember the context of that.
I believe there were people gathered in Plymouth to see the Mayflower 2 return to port for the anniversary.
Yeah. But I guess you could say that about anything, you know? I saw somebody at a stoplight. Please tell me they were wearing face coverings.
That's all too often that does occur.
I was out walking my dog. Please tell me you were wearing a face covering.
Please tell me they were wearing face coverings.
Yeah, right. Jimmy.
Lieutenant Governor Polito held a party at her house.
Please tell me they were wearing face coverings.
Jimmy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Hey, the song should be Kill the King because the king is dead because the restrictions are coming down.
It's breaking his heart. Play
I'll tell you, it's going to be one massive party.
I hope so. I hope it's going to be one massive party. I would think that these businesses are going to have to fall in line, too, because, I mean, you know, who's going to go to a place where you have to wear a mask if you can go across the street or of a half a mile away and not have to wear a mask? I think it's going to behoove all of the local businesses to give up on this nonsense with the masks.
Cheer up, Charlie. Just be glad you're you.
Hello, this is Charlie Parker. Is this the snitch line? I want to report a governor who just gave up.
My hair's on fire about the whole thing.
Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. Now that Charlie Baker's revised the number of deaths at nursing homes, is he going to return the money that you get for COVID deaths?
You know what, Joe? That is an excellent question. And I think we both know the answer to it, don't we? The answer being no, he's not going to return the money. Yeah, he said I thought they got a certain amount of money. Is it $15,000 just for a COVID death, or is there extra money if the person dies in a nursing home? I'm not sure about that, but I know they get extra money for every COVID death. That's why you have all these gunshot victims, alcohol victims, motorcycle accident victims. They're all marked out as COVID deaths so that they can get more money. 844-500-4242. Please tell me they wore a mask. Please tell me they wore a mask. We'll play some more when we come back. If you got any of your favorites from the Charlie Parker lexicon of COVID hectoring, I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
When he got the word on Thursday that his beloved lockdowns were going to have to end one way or another, his hair, something happened to his hair yet again.
My hair's on fire about the whole thing. I can't even begin to tell you how pissed off I am.
Cut 12, please.
I think for everybody in Massachusetts, it's been a really, really, really long year. And I think the challenges and the tragedies that in many cases have accompanied everything associated with COVID have been really rough on people.
Most of the tragedies were inflicted by you rather than the virus that you compare to Austin Powers. Or I know Michael Myers.
Yeah, baby.
So he keeps he keeps issuing orders, though. He can't give it up. It's hard. It's once you've been a dictator, I don't know. I've never been a dictator, but it seems like it would be really tough to give it up. So he's not ordering people anymore, but he's still trying to order them in his own feckless beta male manner. Cut 11.
We lead the nation in vaccination rates, but until you are fully vaccinated, we're strongly advising you to continue to wear masks, wash your hands frequently, and keep your distance.
Oh, I forgot that one, Taylor. He hasn't talked much about washing hands lately. It came back like a golden oldie.
Well, I mean, he said it so often, I stopped pulling it. What's the point in playing the same song over and over and over?
Wash your hands. How do we ever forget? Wash your hands. Robin, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Robin.
Hey, Howie. How are you?
Good.
Long, long, long time, first time. I just wanted to mention something that it has really been bothering me. I got to tell you that the way he speaks to us in such a condescending tone is very bothersome. I mean, I got to pull over when I'm driving my car and make sure I'm not in the third grade because of the way he's talking to us.
I know. You know, Robin, he never would have been elected governor if he had talked to us that way in his first winning campaign, would he? I never would have voted for him.
No way. Here's another thing I'll tell you, Howie, then I'll let you go. I'm retired. I worked for the most prestigious private bank in New England, and I worked with a lot of Harvard people. And just remember, I used to tell the people that worked with me, even at Harvard, there's somebody last in the class.
Yeah, I know. I used to live on Prescott Street in Cambridge. I used to walk through the yard, 3-4 times a week, you know, and I saw him all the time. And then later on, I actually owned the condo. I rented it to Harvard people on Mass Ave. And they're just not all that they're cracked up to be. As you can see from David Hogg being the most obvious recent example, they're just, they're not too bright. And look at the number one and the number three states for the most deaths are run by Harvard grads, Phil Murphy in Jersey and Charlie Parker. And they were in the same class at Harvard College. They were in the same class here at Needham High School. So there's your Harvard education. That's Veritas. 844-500-4242. B, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, B.
How you doing, Howie? Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Long time listener, first time caller. Listen every day.
Thank you. What's happening? I think we lost B.
People getting paid for the desk.
Go ahead.
Right here, you got me?
Yeah, I got you now. Gotcha.
Okay. You know how you were saying about the getting paid for desk? Did you know since the beginning of this, medical personnel have been getting an extra $150 a week in their check?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know if you knew that.
I'd heard a lot of places were paying that. I didn't know that it was like a, I don't think it's a national law though or anything. Is it like the unemployment?
No, but I know Mass and New Hampshire are both doing it.
Well, as long as they're working, I don't have a problem with it, you know, and they're, you know, it's so hard to get people now, but thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. 603 says, when Charlie Parker says, I'm strongly advising you, I hear totally ignore the next thing I'm about to say. Yeah. And I know you know, another one is that we're all in this together because we're not all in this together. And he says that over and over again. And we all have our duties. That's another thing he says. We'll find some of these cuts as we go along.
I believe we will continue to get through this together. And I know I speak for everybody on our team when I say how enormously grateful we are for all the people of Massachusetts have done that have made days like today possible.
That was July 2nd.
July 2nd. Can I have that? I want a lot of these cuts. Just send them all to me that we're playing this hour if we can, Taylor. That's a good one. That was, and give me the date on that one. When Charlie said it's been a really, really, really long year, did he mean to say it's been a really, really, really long 15 days? Because that's what he said. He said originally we only needed 15 days to flatten the curve totally, right? That's all we needed. And now somehow it's so he was asked about wearing the masks outside. To me, that is truly the mark of the committed COVIDiot. That is the mark of someone who does not follow the science, who's into science fiction, a science denier, someone who wears a mask outside. Cut 16.
I think for some people, there's a personal responsibility issue that's attached to this, and I understand that and appreciate it. I think for everybody, the way they come out of this is very much going to be sort of on their own terms, and I think we should all understand that.
In other words, now that his religion has been overthrown, he's demanding that everyone respect the rights of others after he has absolutely not respected the rights of anybody for the last 14 months. But he wants to, now he says, before it was my way or the highway. Now you have to be, now that the game is going against him, the scam is over. The Bunko squad has served warrants and is putting him out of business. Now he wants to, now he wants everyone to be respectful. Cut 8.
And we also encourage everyone to be respectful and to follow those requirements if a private organization puts them in place. We got this far because the people of Massachusetts followed the public health guidance to keep everybody safe, and we must continue to do our part to respect any rules and requirements that individual businesses or employers may choose to put in place.
So if we follow the public health guidance to keep everyone safe, what happened to all those people who died at the Holyoke Soldiers Home on your watch? What happened to those 9,000 people who died in the nursing home, although you cut the numbers to 5,500? What happened to them? Did you follow the public health guidance? You have the third highest death rate in the United States of America. You must be doing something wrong, Charlie Parker. Don, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, Howie, I just wondered if this they're going to lift the mask from the children in school. Is that included in this?
No, I think you still have to wear the masks in school. Isn't that part of it,
Yeah,
Taylor?
The kids have to wear the masks in school. They can be mask-free outside, but if they're unvaccinated mm-hmm. in school, they have to wear a mask.
That's because I think maybe one or two kids under the age of 19 have died in the last 14 months, Don. So it would only make perfect Charlie Parker Department of Public Health sense to keep the masks on them, right?
Yeah. Well, my grandson is 4 years old, and he has to wear a mask, and I think it's ridiculous. I have not worn a mask in over 12 months. I wore it in the beginning because I didn't know what this was. I have had cancer 4 times, had part of my lung removed. I'm a good candidate for this. I never walked around without a mask for 12 months, and I'm still here. But I think it's ridiculous. I don't wear a mask. My grandson has to wear a mask to school. He's 4 years old.
I know. Do they want him to get a shot, too?
We're not getting shots. We don't know enough about this vaccine. None of my family is getting a shot. Not one of us.
No. I would never let a four-year-old kid get a shot on this. I mean, I used to get my kids booster shots and, the
polio,
polio,
tetanus.
Yeah, diphtheria,
yeah, all
that kind of stuff. I mean, I'll go along with that. That's tested, but I wouldn't get a four-year-old. I mean, I did this, as the path of least resistance for myself. I didn't have particular fear. I had no fear actually for the virus itself, but I had fear of the government, and that's what Charlie Parker doesn't understand, and that's why he doesn't understand how angry people are. The mailroom manager went to New York over the weekend just to visit a friend of hers, and she was driving back yesterday on the New York Thruway, and she got behind this red truck. And the red truck, the guy had painted on the back of it in white painted, hand-painted letters, bleep Cuomo. I don't think Cuomo, Baker, Murphy, Newsom, all these governors, I don't think they have any idea how people are angry. People are beyond PO'd about this whole thing. 844-500-4242-619. I'm so sick of hearing these hacks say we just want people to stay safe. It's a virus that has a vaccine. They're not storming the beaches of Normandy or fighting in the Sunni Triangle. I agree. Here's another one, 603. Many of us in the dreaded private sector have been working 40 hours or more a week. What's wrong with the hacks working for the state or the schools? Oh, I forgot. They're all union members. I know. Not every teacher has been gold bricking, but it's sure enough of them have. 207 says the reopening plan just came out for my school district for next year, and masks are all over it. Yeah, I don't know what are they afraid of other than work? Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Howie, the governor has that emasculated voice of like a substitute teacher trying to gain control of the class. And the best example of it was when he was pleading with us, come on, if everyone just wears a mask for 30 days. Well, this thing will be over in May of 2020. It's like we're going on our 500th day,
right?
Of siege, you know.
You know,
the simple truth is here. You know, the CDC has said this. Dr. Fauci has said this. Many other folks in the epidemiological community have said this. If people would just wear these things religiously for 30 days, we could kill the virus. Religiously wear them for 30 days.
Turns out, Joe, the only way to kill it was to have a gasoline shortage, a spike in the inflation rate, an invasion of COVID-19, unskilled indigents on the border, and a war in the Middle East. That's what killed it.
Very good, Howie.
Thanks for the call, Joe. 844-500-4242. 207 says, I see a lot of vehicles in Maine that say Bleep Mills. I don't know about that. I just thought, I know that there was one. I think people are just, you know, they don't, and it's not like, and I'm saying normal people, and I don't mean Republican or Democrat, male, female, whatever race, sexual orientation. I just mean people who want to live a normal life have just had it with this. It's not what they said it was. They overhyped this thing by about 1,000,000%. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie will be right back after a quick trip to the Redemption Center.
You just shot an unarmed man.
Well, he should have armed himself.
The Howie Carr Show.
Like many others who have family members in senior living, I went over 100 days last spring without being able to see my dad. It was awful.
He does sound like a substitute teacher in a urban school district where everybody's throwing stuff at him. He's totally out of control, and he's just begging for mercy. I haven't seen but 10 friends for the last year. I can't play basketball. I can't hug my dad. There's 400,000 people in the state who don't have jobs anymore. How about all the businessmen? 40% of the restaurants are done for. How about all the gyms that are finished? And he didn't care about them. He didn't care about them. I have a staff. They're all getting paid. Why shouldn't they get paid? John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
Just here in where I am in Maine on job sites, I'm in the construction trades.
Yes.
And nobody was wearing a mask on the job. And it's just people were just interested in getting their, you know, doing their work and getting the job done and it was normal on job sites. And for the most part, these people live normal lives as far as 4th of July, Thanksgiving, and Christmas, too. I'm not a lot of people. Charlie Parker says, you know, oh, it was a really, really, really bad year for everybody. Not really.
It wasn't. You're right.
A lot of us were still living our normal lives.
Right. And for people like judges, I mean, they had the year off, basically. They made $180,000 for quote-unquote working from home. How about all the administrators at these public colleges? They didn't even have to pretend to work from home. You know, these were wonderful years. Have you gone onto any of those social media sites where all these teachers that are talking about how they can't go back to class because it's too dangerous for them and the children, and yet they can go off on these Caribbean vacations, John? Do you think they had a tough year? I don't think so.
Oh, it's a tough, tough time for them. Oh, Howie, they had to sit home and you know, it was a lot of stress. It was a lot of stress for those poor people. I know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, if you lost your job, it was stressful. Other than if you had to take a vacation to the Caribbean, I'm not feeling too much pain for you. Thanks for the call, John. Victor, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Victor.
Howie, always a pleasure, man.
Thank you.
You know, when I listen to you speak to people with an opposing view, like your commercial, it is like you're shooting an unarmed man. Honest to God. Just a pleasure listening to your show. One of the comments that I wanted to make is that Charlie Parker had an exception in the lifting the mask mandate, and that is the school system.
Right.
Now, where does most of our voting take place, Howie? In the schools. They are doing everything they can to influence the midterm elections so that they can throw it in the favor of Mr. O'Biden down there. And we have to bring every bit of pressure to open up the school system so they can't use the excuse that we need to do mail-in ballots.
I know. That's the whole thing here. I mean, that's what's freaking Charlie Parker and all these governors out, because they want to keep the mail-in ballots going. They got what they wanted once. I'm Howie Carr.